Good morning, and welcome to ERB Brasil Risk Earnings Conference Call. Here with me today are José Carlos Cardoso, CEO, Fernando Passos, CFO and IRO, and Sandra Matsumoto, Investor Relations Manager. This conference call is being recorded, and participants will not be allowed to ask a question during the presentation. After the presentation, we will open the question and answer session. If you need any help, please dial star zero. This presentation was prepared by ERB Brasil Risk and shall not be considered a source of data for investments. This presentation may contain certain forward-looking statements and information related to company reflect current view and or expectations of the company and its management concerning its performance, business, and future events. Forward-looking statements include, without limitation, and statements contain forecasts, indications or estimates and projections on future results, performance or objectives, as well as words like we believe, anticipate, expect, estimate, project, and other similar expressions. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and future events. Investors are cautioned that several relevant factors may cause actual results to significantly differ from those plans, objectives, expectations, projections, and intentions expressed reading. Under no circumstance, neither the company nor its subsidiaries, board members, officers, agents, and employees shall be held liable before third parties, including investors, for any investment decisions made based on the information and statements contained within, or any related to specific damage results therefrom. Market and competitive positions information includes market projections mentioned herein, were obtained from in-house surveys, market researches, public information, and business publications. Mr. José Carlos Cardoso, CEO of ERB Brasil Risk, will now begin the presentation. Please, Mr. José Carlos.
Thank you all for participating in our third quarter earnings conference call. I will begin on slide number 2, introducing some highlights of the period. But before, I always like to point out that ERB Brasil Risk is currently the 8th largest global reinsurer in the world, and that the company has reached a market cap around $22 billion on October 30th, which means that the market cap has increased 8 times since our privatization, with sound and consistent results. Now back to the slides, or more precisely, in the third quarter of 2018, the written premium rose 17% year over year to 1.95 billion reais, of which 1.2 billion reais were written in Brazil and 772 million were written abroad. The increase of 10% in the written premium in Brazil year over year was driven by our expanded market share in the country. And it's worth mentioning that the market share for RB is not a goal, but a consequence of a unique service rendered to our clients. The closing of new contracts in the period, as well as the share increased in the contracts already in our portfolio, sustained the uptrend in the written premium in Brazil for the upcoming quarters. On the other hand, the written premium abroad grew 28% year over year, and we sustained our strategy to expand our operation in Latin America. In the second item of the slide, I'd like to mention that we also renewed our retrocession contracts for 2019 maintain the same financial conditions, thus achieving better operational results, terms such as property protection, with a reduction of current company's net retention from $20 million to $10 million. Capacity and support were offered by the largest player in the global reinsurance market. These partners were selected for their rating quality and for offering strategic support in different lines, in addition to the possibility that they can transfer business to RRB, looking at the long-term relationship. In the third topic, we present the underwriting result that rose 55% in the third quarter of 2018, year over the year, to 259 million reais. The combined effect of the growth of 17% in written premium and the reduction in our loss ratio, which fell from 66% in the third quarter of 2017 to 59% in the third quarter of 2018, was the key driver for the strong rise in our underwriting results. Now, regardless to the top number four, we were also successful for yet another quarter in cutting our administrative expenses. The administrative expenses ratio fell from 4.9% in the third quarter 2017 to 4.4% in the third quarter 2018. Therefore, in the accumulated 9 months of 2018, the administrative expenses ratio fell by 1 percentage point compared to the same period in 2017 to 5%. In nominal terms, the administrative expense decreased by 3% from 175 million in the first 9 months of 2017 to 107 million in the same period of this year. In the item number five, we present our net income that rose 38% year over year in the third quarter of 2018 to 305 million reais, with return on average equity ROI of 33%. Another highlight for the period was the approval by the Board of Directors of the payment of the interest on capital, IOC, in the amount of 108.5 million reais to be paid on November 21st. All the details were informed in the notice to the shareholders filed with the CVM yesterday. Finally, in the top number seven, we remain confident that our accumulated 9 months of 2018 results already overcome in some indicators the guidance reported to the market for the year. As a result, as a consequence, the company decided to review its projection for 2018 as follows. Growth of 17 to 21% in written premiums versus 2017, against a previous range of 9 to 16%. The reported third quarter of 2018 written premium growth was 16.6%, and for the 9 months of 2018 was also 16.6%. An extended combined ratio of 69% to 72% for 2018 against a previous range of 70 to 76%. The reported third quarter of 2018 reached 73.9%, and for the first 9 months of 2018 was 71.8%. And finally, an administrative expense ratio of 4.8% to 5.2%, against a previous range of 5.4% to 6.4%. The reported ratio for the third quarter of 2018 was 4.4%, and for the 9 months of 2018 was 5%. Fernando will now continue this presentation with more details about our results. I will be available to answer to your questions later. Fernando, please.
Thank you, Cardoso. Good morning, everyone. I will begin on slide number 3. Here you can see our net income and the return on average equity. The orange graph to the left shows that our net income went from 222 million in the third quarter of 2017 to 305 million in the third quarter of 2018, an increase of 38%. The return on average equity increased by 8 percentage points and went from 25% in the third quarter of 2017 to 33% in the third quarter of this year. On the following slides, we will discuss the factors that drove such significant growth in the third quarter. On slide number 4, we show the history of our total written premium by quarter. In the third quarter of 2018, the written premium increased by 17% compared to the third quarter of 2017, achieving 1.9 billion reais. In the third quarter of 2018, written premium in Brazil achieved almost 1.2 billion reais, an increase of 10% over the third quarter of 2017. This increase was driven by our market share expansion in the country and the market growth itself. Written premium abroad achieved 772 million reais in the third quarter of 2018, an increase of 28% over the third quarter of 2017. Out of this growth, 10 percentage points correspond to an organic increase in the written premium abroad denominated in US dollar, and 18 percentage points from the weighted average FX ratio variation in the period. Of the written premium abroad in the third quarter of 2018, the life segment accounted for 45%, and another highlight was the agriculture segment, which accounted for almost 15% of the total written premium abroad. On slide number 5, we will talk about the dynamics of our retrocession cost. Our retrocession ratio was 21% in the third quarter of 2018, almost stable when compared to the third quarter of 2017, that was 20%. The retrocession went from 332 million reais in the third quarter of 2017 to 404 million reais in the same period of this year, an increase of 22%. Of such increase, 8% was due to the difference between the weighted average FX rate in place in the third quarter of 2017 and in the weighted average FX rate for the retrocession contracts in place in the third quarter of 2018, which was of 3.36 billion reais per dollar. The remaining growth of 13% was due to the increase in the written premium portfolio. While analyzing the first 9 months figures, the retrocession ratio went from 28% in the first 9 months of 2017 to 24% for the same period of 2018, a decrease of 4 percentage points. On slide number 6, you can see that retained premium achieved 1.5 billion in the third quarter of 2018, an increase of 15% compared to the third quarter of 2017, in line with the written premium growth in the period. In the graph on slide number 7, we show the historical figures of the constitution and the reversal of technical provisions relative to the written premium. Historically, you can see that in 2015, 2016, and 2017, the provisions were constituted in the first three quarters of the years, followed by an average reversal which ranged from 6 to 80 in the fourth quarter, according to this specific scenario. It is important to remember that the technical provision is used to retain values that are the result of an increase in our retained premium in order to prevent all their values from being taken prematurely to the earned premium and consequently to our underwriting result. Over the policy's coverage term, depending on the performance of the business and the term for the risks to expire, this provision, this reserve, may be taken to earned premium and, consequently, to the underwriting results. On slide number 8, you can see that earned premium achieved 1.3 billion reais in the third quarter of 2018. An increase of almost 9% compared to the same period of the last year. On slide number 9, we show that our loss ratio went from 66% in the third quarter of 2017 to 58.5% this year, an improvement of 80 percentage points, mainly driven by the improvement in the underwriting and pricing tools, the improvements in the corporate guidelines of the company, and the improvement in the automation for exchanging information with clients, in addition to marginal price adjustments. The retained claims has two main items, the OCR, outstanding claims reserves, our claims reported in the period, and the IBNR, which is an actuarial reserve based on statistics to prevent future new claim reports. The IBNR, in nominal terms, posted a decline in the third quarter of 2018 compared to the same period of last year. The IBNR net addition decreased year over year since in the third quarter of 2017, new contracts were added to the portfolio, resulting in an IBNR constitution on an aggravated basis compared to the third quarter of this year. It is worth mentioning that the IBNR additions in the third quarter of 2017 are either released or converted in effective claims according to the receiving of the statement of accounts of the referred contracts. Such effect occurred in a lower degree in the third quarter of 2018, but will continue to occur in a greater degree in the fourth quarter of 2018. On slide number 10, we will discuss our underwriting result in the third quarter of 2018, which achieved 259 million reais, an increase of 55% compared to the third quarter of 2017. The combined effect of the growth of 17% in written premium and the reduction in our loss ratio, which dropped from 66% in the third quarter of 2017 to 59% in 2018, was the key driver to sustain our strong growth in our underwriting result. On slide number 11, we show our administrative expenses as a ratio of earned premium dropped from 4.9% in the third quarter of 2017 to 4.4% in the same period of 2018. In the first 9 months of 2018, the administrative expenses ratio dropped by 1 percentage point from 6% in 2017 to 5% in 2018. In nominal terms, our administrative expense dropped by 3%, going from 175 million reais in the first 9 months of 2017 to 170 million reais in the same period of 2018. The company results highlights how we have been successful in expand our written premium and our underwriting results in a consistent way, being able to keep our administrative expenses stable in nominal terms. Finally, on slide 12, we can see our consolidated investment result considering parent company and its subsidiaries and branches. The consolidated performance in reais of the management of financial assets of the parent company and its subsidiaries achieved 147% of the CDI in the third quarter of 2018 versus 133% of the Brazilian CDI in the same period of 2017, an increase of 14 percentage points. On September 30 of this year, Fixed Income Investment Fund, IRB Absoluto, managed by IRB, had total assets of 2.7 billion reais, corresponding to 42% of our overall financial assets portfolio. In the period, the fund's profitability achieved 104% of the CDI. On the other hand, our own portfolio had total assets of 3.7 billion reais in September of this year. And the most important asset group was the post-fixed government bonds. But during the third quarter of 2018, the most relevant part of the company assets that were linked to US dollar were converted to reais. This operational decision had a crucial role to beat the CDI in the period. The average daily balance of the financial investment portfolio, except for the real estate portfolio, was 5.8 billion reais in the third quarter of 2018. The graph to the right shows the breakdown of our investment portfolio by the end of September. Most of the portfolio remains allocated to fixed income. Now, I will ask Cardoso to proceed his closing remarks. Cardoso, please.
Thank you, Fernando. Well,
Once again, I'd like to thank you everyone for your interest in the company. Since the IPO, we built our outstanding track record with six positive reported results in a row. This third quarter of 2018 was no different. We were able one more time to maintain our expansion trajectory, which materialized our growth trend in written premium. Based on this successful track record, we have demonstrated that you could offset the decrease in the financial result due to the falling Selic interest rate with the growth in the underwriting results. We have succeeded in the renewal of our portfolio protection contracts, ensuring partnerships with strategic players in the global reinsurance market, and once again, we continued to focus on the increase of the efficiency and the improvement in our profitability. Based on these robust results paving our way, we have reviewed our guidance for 2018 fiscal year, as already mentioned, thus keeping us confident that the forthcoming 2019 and 2020 cycles will begin with a solid foundation, which is being built so far. We have the firm conviction that IRB, with our management and with its unique reinsurance business model, will be able to create even more value and continue delivering strong results to our shareholders. I remain committed to lead IRB with a focus on high profitability, the sustainability of our operating results, and the efficiency in the management of the expense and costs. With this, I close our presentation and we will open for question and answers. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star one. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star two key. To ask a question, please press star one. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Carlos Cardoso for any closing remarks.
Thank you all for the trust you place in our company, in our history, and mostly in our strategy, which we have been following in a very disciplined way. We will meet again in February 2019 for our full year of 2018 earnings conference call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. This does conclude today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time, and have a nice day.